Isn't that the big hubbub going on in the department right now?
Where's the tape?
Yeah, about video, being able to video and having a board that reviews these videos of police in action.
You always need video. You have to have video for cases like this, for DUIs.
Yeah.
You know, whether for prosecution or the defense, you need it on both sides.
Yeah, and you better be videoing when you're having sex with some old broad, too.
Why would you do that?
To make sure things don't go haywire there.
I'm sorry.
I don't even.
What?
Do you.
Would you explain that to me?
Lava?
Ask the Big E.
Who's that?
Again.
Eric?
Yeah.
Eric Montross?
You invited Eric? Well, Eric gave you the creeps.
Eric Williams? Oh,
yeah.
When he was falsely accused?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think that you should set up video every time?
Yes. That's what he did.
Mm-mm.
Or that's what they say.
But he didn't.
Yeah, he did, too.
He didn't have video of that. It never happened. That woman was lying completely. There was no video of it.
There was video of something.
Good point.
Outstanding game, Shoopy. You
nailed
it. All the way.
There was video of something. No, you remember that. That thing never happened. That was the rub on that. She made that whole story up.
I thought video proved otherwise, that the whole thing was consensual.
No, there was nothing, right?
Not,
I thought she made up everything.
I'm not sure
everything.
That's right.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Anyway, you better,
you better
be rolling tape.
I think you're getting your sex stories mixed up.
No, I don't think I am.
And use a rubber.
All right.
Or maybe I was just thinking about something else.
Let's see. Oh, there's the coconut. Let's see. Rape allegations against Michael Irvin and Eric Williams, false. Blah, blah, blah. They've been cleared by allegations made by a 23-year-old topless dancer when she recanted her story completely.
Yeah, because they had video that showed the whole thing was consensual.
Police were investigating Irvin and Williams when Nina Sherivan claimed Irvin held her at gunpoint while his teammates Williams and another identified man raped her. Now it says, read the full article with a free trial. They're making me sign up.
Yeah. Oh, good God almighty!
So I guess there's just no way to get to the bottom of this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I guess not.
All right, forget it.
Let's
forget
see.
I said anything.
Hang on. We're gonna figure this one out here.
Do another story.
Playing coconuts.
All right, why don't you just do another story?
All right, we'll do another story. DART ridership
Fart.
Is at its
you got
lowest.
Any good Michelle Bombshell stories?
Does
today?
She live here?
This is not entertainment news.
No, but she's always good for an interesting story.
The Dallas Morning News reports that ridership on DART, playing coconuts, is at its lowest level since 2005.
Really?
Yes. Now, it says the DART light rail. Does that mean the buses?
That's
or does
the
that
train.
That's the train. Okay. And ridership on DART buses are at its lowest level in a decade. The agency.
So the train's doing all right, but the buses aren't?
No, both of them are doing terribly.
Oh, good God. Would you knock it off? Good
Pull!
Christ. How can you do a story with this going on?
I don't know.
Pull!
This cacophony of nonsense.
What is he doing back there? Is there someone sitting in the chair of fun?
No, he found new play toys. He found them.
He must be trying to impress somebody.
He found the Hanna-Barbera sound effects reel.
They're playing coconuts. The agency blames the recession and higher ticket prices for the decline. What about now? I filled up my car today and the damn... It was $3.05 for a gallon of gas again. It's got to be cheaper to ride the damn bus or to ride DART than it is to fill your stupid car up, right?
You would think.
Oil's at over $100 a barrel again.
That's expensive.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Blame Gaddafi.
Just go buy a barrel and hope it lasts 6 months.
Ride a bike.
And the story is erroneous in the morning news concerning a famous restaurant down in Lakewood, Matt's Famous El Rancho, which has been a part of Lakewood for as long as I can remember, is not closing. The Dallas Morning News said that their lease is up in 2012.
Yeah.
And according to the news, someone with a lot more money than they had is willing to is going to take over the lease, and they were going to move out. Well, Robert Walonsky of the Dallas Observer says, not so fast.
He's stand back burrito.
Yeah, he says that Matt's is not going to be closing. He says that they have that lease through, going into 2012, and then they'll reevaluate. But the fact that the news is saying that they're closing is quite erroneous. And boy,
wouldn't
he
be the same without Matt's.
And boy, he big times the morning news too. He's like, it only took me 2 seconds to get in contact with the owner.
Oh, he loves scoreboarding them.
He loves doing that.
I mean, be a journalist, for God's sakes.
He loves doing that.
Yeah.
Does anybody love scoreboarding the morning news more than him?
No. He says that Matt Martinez III has not even heard from the morning news, and they have no plans to go anywhere for at least another year. So, oh yeah, he loves to scoreboard them. Loves it. And we need to go. Oh. Seriously.
I feel like I just turned on El Cabong.
I mean, I don't even know how to fight through it anymore.
This is worse than Mexican television.
6:35 here on the ticket. Play some commercials.